AAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. We're breaking down your property tax statement line by line. Last week, we covered some background info along with values and classifications. Next is your proposed tax calculation. On your proposed statement, this section gives you your property taxes before credits, then your credits, and then your taxes after credits. We talked about exclusions last week. Those reduce the taxable value of your home before your taxes are calculated. Credits are then subtracted from that tax amount. There are two credits listed on your statement. These are both for agricultural properties. Credits for disaster relief or mining tax relief show up next to other credits. Next is your property tax statement. On your proposed statement, this section says coming March 2026. What changes between your proposed statement in November and the actual statement in March? Your proposed statement mostly spells it out for you. The time to provide feedback on proposed levies is now. See, your proposed property taxes are calculated based on the preliminary levies that local governments set in September. They can later decide to collect less than that preliminary amount, but they can't decide to collect more. In Minnesota, local governments must host what are called truth in taxation meetings, where people can give feedback on the budget. Details for each meeting are given on your statement. The statement gives you the actual taxes that you just finished paying and the proposed taxes for next year. Remember Charlie Schweigert, our homeowner from Part 1? He and his wife have lived in their home in Northwest Grand Rapids since the 80s.
I always thought it was a straight percentage for everybody based on the value of your home. The value of the property only went up 15%. Why does everything else go up 30%?
There are three main reasons your property taxes might go up. We've covered the first two. Your value goes up or local government levies increase. The third reason is where property taxes really start to get confusing. Let's use the quintessential pie analogy. We'll use the city of Grand Rapids as an example. The size of the pie is determined by the levy amount. The proposed levy that went out in November was about $10 million. The size of your slice of the pie is determined by two things: your taxable market value and your property classification. If you multiply the value by your class rate, then you get your tax capacity. Different properties are taxed at different rates, so even if a commercial property and a home have the same value, the commercial property will have a larger pie slice.
If all property types were treated the same, you wouldn't even have to mess with these class rates.
Grand Rapids Administrator Tom Pagel explained the classification system to me last month.
But you want commercial big box stores to be paying more, have a bigger share.
That the burden gets placed more on them than the resident.
So back to that pie. If your tax capacity increases more than someone else's in your city, then your slice of the pie will grow and theirs will shrink, meaning you'll pay more and they'll pay less. So each levy for county, school district, and city or township is its own pie. That's why even though the proposed Grand Rapids levy was a 6.6% increase, the Schweigert's city tax portion would go up 30%. It also explains why their increase was 30% for the city, but 36% for the county, and 22% for the school district. Their home value increased more compared to others in the county, but not quite as much compared to others in the school district. Grand Rapids ended up not increasing its levy at all, but because of the way the pie slices changed, many homeowners will still see higher taxes. And that's the end of your property tax statement. But there are a few more things I want to cover, so this two-part series is extending into a three-parter. The KAXE crew is taking a holiday break, so I won't have that final part for you till the new year. But that means you have time to send in the questions I haven't answered. Email news@kaxe.org, and I'll do my best to get you answers in the next part. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.